Sometimes the name of a boat is a big deal. Ron's family had the perfect name for a boat, a name that brought plenty of tourists aboard it. But there was a problem. What to do when people didn't want to ride the other boats? The unique solution is today's edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Ron Thompson can trace his family lineage back several generations here in Alexandria Bay in northern New York State.
My great-grandfather came over from Scotland to Canada, and then the family made its way up the St. Lawrence River. So my great-grandfather came into the U.S., and then my grandfather was born here in Alexandria Bay in 1876.
Ron's great-grandfather was a farmer, but his grandfather began a different occupation that led Ron to what he does today.
My grandfather started in the boat business, and actually in 1925, he joined his company with a couple other companies here in Alexandria Bay. At one time, there was probably 10 boat lines operating.
Those small companies with one or two boats formed a larger company with many boats. But there was another problem.
One of the problems they had was one of the names of the boats was Uncle Sam. And because of the patriotism going on after World War II, everybody wanted to ride on Uncle Sam. And that created a problem for the other boats. So there was too many people waiting for the Uncle Sam and not enough to go on the other ones.
So Ron's grandfather helped solve the challenge of everyone wanting to ride a boat named Uncle Sam.
So they got creative and solved that problem by renaming all the boats Uncle Sam. So he had the Uncle Sam 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and Junior.
Today Ron's company is called Uncle Sam Boat Tours. It's a family-owned company with quite a story. And it's next time as we travel the countryside in Alexandria Bay, New York. I'm Andrew McRae.